Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning. The show can be contaminated.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I am your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and we've got a fantastic show planned for you tonight. I mean, it's a really good show. Let me just go right to the title. Could a new love cause you to forget your past love or lover? Let me bring in my co-host, Ms. Cross, and tell you what it is she does and how she does it. Ms. Cross, welcome to the Dr. Jess Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Thank you. Hey, Dr. Walker, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
good. Well, let's start out. Why don't you tell the audience once again what it is that you do, how you do that, and what makes you so good at it?
Okay, well, I am a master's level social worker, and I'm specializing in anger management. I'm an anger management facilitator. I've been doing counseling, social services for about 10 years now. So, interesting. I think I'm pretty good at helping to build relationships on one level or the other. So, it's been a journey. It's an exciting journey.
Mm-hmm. No good. Now, you know, when we talk about tonight's topic, could a new love cause you to forget your past love or lovers? What do you think? And I'm going to give you my thought on that as well.
Well, I think that it can help to not really forget your past, but, you know, especially if it was something that you were going through in your past that was, that kind of hindered your ability to kind of move on. I think that a new love can, because it's something new. It's something new. It's something fresh. It's something that you probably haven't experienced before. So in the beginning, everything is always beautiful. You know, you're getting to know the person, so you don't really have a lot of the barriers or the trials that you did in the past relationship. So I think that it can definitely help to kind of transition you and help you to move on. But I don't know about fully forgetting, though. That might be kind of hard.
Okay, so now remember now, at the top of the hour, I'll ask usually for, you know, your thoughts. I'll share my thoughts, and we will even do the same thing with some of our callers. We'll ask those questions at the top of the hour. And before the show terminates or ends, do you notice that a lot of people start to change their responses on how they may have thought at the top of the hour versus what they're thinking towards the end of the hour? Do you realize that happens often?
It can, because, you know, sometimes when you ask a question in the beginning of your brain, you're kind of just responding without processing sometimes. So when you hear different perspectives, you might say, okay, you know, there's more than one answer to a question. So it may start making sense and meshing with kind of what you're feeling as well.
Right. That is definitely the case. And, you know, let me get my thoughts. Could a new love cause you to forget your past love or lover? I agree with you. I'm not going to even say this week, like last week we said, it depends. I'm not going to even say that it depends. Instead, I'm going to say basically that just what you said, that because it's new, appears exciting. It's interesting, and all of those adjectives that may go along with that, you know, we can get caught up. But what we fail to realize is that unless you have purged, especially now, if you were really clearly in love with your past love, if you were clearly in love with that person, then this could be a temporary Band-Aid when you're deciding to, you know, move on to a new love. And so that excitement, and the minute that you, that it doesn't go the way that you would hope that it would have gone, or the novelty begins to wear off, or reality begins to set in your mindset that, you know, I really miss my ex. I really miss this person. Finding myself spending a lot of time thinking about them. Let's say you have an argument with your new love, or they do something that really turns you off. Then you're going to, there's a good likelihood that you revert back to your past lover, you know. And so you're saying, my goodness, I never got over this person. And surprisingly, something like this can take actually years to do, because you never purged from that past relationship. Now, if you have purged and you're clearly over that, I mean, when I say clearly over it, it might not mean that you've forgotten your past lover. You know, if you really love them, if it was really something hard, or you went through a traumatic or dramatic experience that you want to get over, but if you really are in love with that person, and it, you know, it just didn't go right, and now you're trying to find somebody else. You're trying to find somebody else for the purpose of thinking that this is going to be the remedy to get over your ex. You're setting yourself up for a rebound situation, a possible rebound situation, and possibly for failure. But again, there are always extenuating circumstances. Ms. Cross, give me your further take on it based on anything that I may have said, or something new, a new revelation that you may have had.
I agree. I think, especially, you know, in the beginning, everything is pure, and then you, once you come into some type of trials in this new relationship, what we tend to do naturally is we compare. So you're going to start comparing your new love to your old love, and everybody has positive characteristics. So there may be some things that your old love did that your new love doesn't do, and naturally we start to compare. And I think that's when the confusion comes in. So I think that, you know, it's a lot of times you do need time to just pause and kind of breathe before you move right into a whole new full-fledged relationship, because sometimes you need to take a time out and kind of look at what you did to contribute to the relationship not working out. So I think that, you know, in the beginning, yes, you're going to have something new, something fresh, but when reality kicks in, not to say that people don't move on and they live happily ever after, but when you start having the difficulties and you start comparing, it can cause confusion.
Right. That is so absolutely clear and true. Now let's take a different spin on this. Just for a second. Let's say that a new love could cause you to forget your past love or lover. And let's set the scenario before I go to tonight's story. Let's set the scenario whereas it was an abusive situation, your past. However, you still love that person, and you may have been in love with them, but you just know that that was not the right relationship, regardless of all this, of the circumstances and situation. You just knew in your heart of hearts that that was just not the right relationship for you. Now, could this new love, and so you haven't even fully purged, could this new love cause you to forget your past love or lover? And I'll go first this time and then give you an opportunity to express your thoughts, if that's okay. Fine with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's take a look. Then I can say there's a good likelihood that this new love, I'm not going to say will necessarily permanently do the job, but because it gives you something to do, something to look forward to, especially if you're taking it one day at a time, if you proceed cautiously, and I mean really cautiously, guarding your heart, and if you're genuine and you express to that person that, listen, I want to take my time I just gotten out of a relationship, X, Y, and Z. I still have deep feelings for my ex, but you've got to really clearly be honest with this new person. If you don't, then you're hurting. You could stand a chance of hurting someone else that may clearly have a strong desire or interest for you. So I would say, listen, you got to be transparent. You got to be clear. And you got to not leave someone on without expressing to them, listen, I don't have intentions of falling in love. We can hang out from time to time. We'll only go as far as we allow each other to go romantically. But it is not my intent to fall in love. I still have these feelings, you know. But if you go in there and with honesty, dignity, and integrity, I would strongly say that there's a good likelihood that if that relationship progresses and you're not using that person, there's no manipulation going on, but you're transparent with them fully and genuinely, then I'd say there's a good likelihood that that relationship could last. It could be okay, especially if you go so far, then you pull back and say, let me just hold silver. Let me just stop for a moment and digest what's and decipher what's really going on. And let me just see if this is the direction I want to go in, because it seems too good to be true. And you know what they say about that. So when you can do that and maintain your right mindset, then you know what? And you stop and say, let me slow down for a moment. And you realize that that chemistry there and the compatibility may have been more than what you had in your past relationship or relationships. Your thoughts now, Ms. Cross.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, I think that sometimes people are sent in our lives, and I know, not to sound harsh, but just for a season. And they do, they can be like a healthy distraction, especially coming out of an abusive relationship. Any type of abuse is going to take a toll on someone's mental, you know, and it's definitely going to have them questioning their self-worth. There's going to be some insecurities there. So sometimes you meet people and they help to kind of get you back to where you need to be. And they kind of help to build you back into this person. But I do believe that it's good to be transparent, as you were saying, because we know sometimes coming out of an abusive relationship, jumping into a whole other relationship, that may very well just be temporary. And we might know that, you know, right now I'm not ready for anything so major, and it's temporary. And it's good to kind of be to be honest and upfront with people so that they have an understanding. And if it develops and flourishes into something more beautiful and more permanent, then I think that, you know, that's something that is a good thing, but it's kind of like a blessing in disguise, you know. But I think we should always prepare people for the fact that, okay, this person's coming out of a situation where they need to heal, because there's a lot of healing that needs to happen for this person coming out of an abusive relationship.
I
think it's good, because sometimes you meet people and they're really not ready for the whole, you know, we're going to get married tomorrow situation. They are, you know, they may want to just meet someone and spend quality time and actually enjoy that other person. And you will meet, you know, if you can find someone that's on the same page as you, that's on the same level in thinking as you, then it can be a beautiful thing, and it can definitely flourish into something more promising.
Well, I certainly agree with that, and I think that makes sense. The transparency is the key. And long as you keep that person in the forefront, letting them know, and then it's up to them. But if you see that the person is going so fast, faster than you really want to go, and you know that you still have these feelings when you're away from them, you're starting to feel these feelings for your ex, you need to let that person know so that that person can be inclined, you know, that person can be inclined to say, well, you know what? This person here, you know, if you want to think they're crazy, if you want to think, listen, I don't want to be dealing with this here. You know, while I'm with her, she's still thinking about her ex. I can't deal with that. You know, hey, give me a call when you feel like you're ready to talk about a possibility of us being an item. You know what I'm saying?
And that's fair. That's very fair.
Yeah, and you're right. You're right. That's absolutely very fair. And I think that that's the way to go. And so let that other person decide. Let them, like, let the buyer beware. If you're just joining us, welcome to the Dr. Dishwalk Show. Tonight's topic, could a new love cause you to forget your past love? Just before I go to the story, Ms. Cross, let me ask you, any other thoughts on that, you know, the transparency? And why is that so important? I mean, why can't you just go and have a good time and don't worry about anything else and let the chips fall where they will? I mean, why not do that?
And I know we talked about this in a previous topic, that everybody's emotional level is different. You can have someone that can date different people, and you know their experiences are different. And you can meet someone who dates the same people that you've dated, and they fall in love with all of them. So you
right.
have to be fair in understanding where the person that you're dealing with is. So you might just be going into this for a good time, and, you know, this person is looking for a wife or looking for a husband. So, you know, it's not fair to them that they think they find a wife or a husband in you, and you're looking for someone to go to a few basketball and football games with, you know. So it definitely is, you definitely need to be upfront with the people. And I do believe that sometimes in relationships, things do change. You start off and you're like, you know, I just met this person I have a good time with. I'm not looking for anyone. And in the midst of all that and really getting to know this person and spending quality time with this person, that you do find yourself falling in love.
You
and,
will.
You know, that even at that time, that's when you need to have that conversation with that person that you told that you only wanted something casual with. That guess what? I'm really starting to develop these deeper feelings for you. And now
okay.
how are you feeling about me? You know, so that they can know, you can know either, you know, turn it down or move on or whatever you need to do, so that you're not the one holding the bag when this person is like, I thought we were doing this, have fun.
You know, that's an interesting factor that you bring up. What happens, in your opinion, Ms. Cross, when a person feels like, gee, this chemistry is good, this compatibility is good, and you're starting to feel that, and that person may not be feeling that same way. How important is it that you let them know that I'm feeling this way about you? And, for example, you're ready to say I love you, and they're not ready to say that. What happens now?
Ooh, I think that it's a part of being honest with yourself. Because if you have all these feelings and you're holding them and you're harboring them inside and the other person doesn't at least know what's going on, it can become resentment. Because in his or her mind, you guys are only, it's only temporary. Because you already told this person off the bat, I just want to have a good time. So they're not looking at you as forever. And now in your mind, you fall in love and you're loving this person and you're holding all of this in. And this person is still treating you only treating you on as someone that's temporary, because that's what you told them in the beginning. So you can't be upset with them when they already set their mind for you being temporary in their lives. So I think if you owe it to yourself to be honest and tell this person, listen, I want something deeper. Can this even be possible? And because sometimes you can shift the person's mind too, because they're like, okay, well, I know that when I met this person, I was looking for something more permanent. She told me she only wanted temporary. Now she's saying permanent. Let me at least kind of process what's going on and how I'm feeling. So I think it's good to do that, to be honest with yourself.
Okay, but the honesty with yourself is that I'm falling in love with this person. You know, you're thinking, mm-hmm. but that person is not feeling the same way. At least they're not expressing that, but they are expressing enough to keep you hanging in there. And all of a sudden you find yourself slip up and say, getting off the phone and saying, you know, I feel like I love you. And then they don't, and the person just simply says, wow, that's interesting. You know, I really care about you too. And then says, have a good evening. Now, how do you feel about that, Ms. Cross? That just happened to you. Let's just say hypothetically that just happened to you. You just told a guy, I really, I really feel like I love you. And you say it so romantically and so deeply, you express that to him. And he says, wow, that's interesting. And, he wants to say something to make you feel good. even if he doesn't mean it. He's saying, you know, I really care about you too. Y'all just had passionate sex, and now he's home, or, you know, you've left each other, and he says, I really care about you a lot. I mean, really a lot. So, look, I gotta run, but I'm thinking about you. Does that mean that he loved you too? Because he didn't say it.
Yeah. Like, you were talking and my heart was breaking. Because I knew
I'm sorry. I would
be so crushed. I would be so crushed to tell someone I love you and they say, interesting, I care about you too. I would be so crushed, you know. But see, at this point in my life, I am big on communication. Like, before I even get to telling this person I love them, I'm going to say, listen, I'm starting to really, you know, look at this relationship on another level. Because I'm not going to say, I know love is a very big thing. I don't use that L word unless I really, really mean it. So I want to make, you know, you can't, of course, when you first introduce that L word into a relationship, you kind of brace yourself that the person's going to say the L word back, you know. But before you even get to that, there's some steps you got to take. You know, you got to start doing that. I really care about you. I'm really getting these deep feelings for you. You got to ease into it. You got to ease into the L word.
You know, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Go ahead, Ms. Cross. I mean, your heart was breaking. I'm sorry. I mean,
kind of rejection.
Well, what's rejection? Let me do this commercial break real quick. We've got some upcoming shows for you all that you really don't want to miss. Tonight's topic is, could a new love cause you to forget your past love or lovers? We got to go to the story in just about 2 minutes. Some upcoming shows that you will not want to miss. Next week's topic is, could you be in love with more than one person at the same time? Holy smoke. You know, Ms. Cross, can you really be in love with more than one person at the same time? Just a quick yes or no?
No, with me, no. Because when I say I love to meet
you're not going to know it, Ms. Cross. You're not going to know it. You're not going to know if this guy is in love with you and somebody else. Huh?
No, you said, can someone be in love with me and someone else? Or can I be in love with someone,
okay, for you. If you're answering that, you can't be in love with more than one person at the same time. Is that what you're saying?
No. Yeah, no, I can't juggle that kind of life.
Well, some people can be in love with more than one person at the same time. Then we have additional shows coming up. Does it matter? Here's another topic. In a new relationship, does it matter who says, I love you first? Ha, there it is. And then we have another show coming up. Why do some people transition to new relationships so quickly? But first tonight, we're going to get through this topic. Could a new love cause you to forget your past love or lovers? Ms. Cross, you've just had passionate sex. And you've been with this guy just a few weeks, and now I go back to this because it's interesting. If you want to speak to the host or co-host and talk about tonight's topic, remember to press 1 on your dial early enough so that we can get to you. You know, now he says, I care about you. He's struggling. He's really struggling to say, to just kind of appease you because you said, I love you. He's not ready to say that. And you say you're going to be a feel crushed? Are you going to say that? And the interesting thing is you'll end up probably saying it again to him. Don't you think?
Me? Oh, my God. I would be crushed. The fact that I told him I love him and he tells me, you know, I like you too or whatever he said. That would be hard for me. Thank goodness I've never experienced that, but that would be very hard for me.
I do understand. We got to get to the story right now. Could a new love cause you to forget your past love or lovers? Remember, if you want to speak to the host and get in early, you got to press 1 on your dial. Our characters tonight are Tommy. Listen, we already have only about 36 minutes to go before the show ends already. And we welcome your comments as well. Tommy, Ursula, and Victoria. Tommy, Ursula, and Victoria. Tommy and Ursula had been dating for more than 4 years until Ursula dumped him for a new guy that she met on her job. The news of their breakup devastated Tommy to the point that he could not handle it emotionally because he was very much in love with Ursula and hoped in having a future with her. Ursula's reason for the breakup was because she felt the relationship was not advancing in the direction she wanted to go and felt it was a waste of time. Unfortunately, she started dating the guy on her job before she broke up completely with Tom. Because of the pain Tommy encountered, he met a lady by the name of Victoria, and they appeared to hit it off very well. This was only 3 weeks after their breakup, after the breakup with Ursula. It's only been 2 weeks now, and Tommy's new relationship with Victoria is actually doing better than all the years he spent with Ursula, all those 4 years he spent with Ursula, because it appears that Tommy and Victoria are more compatible. In fact, the chemistry is great between them. Victoria has not been involved in a serious relationship for the past 3 years, so she's ready, and she's very much interested in Tommy. Tommy, on the other hand, is a bit concerned because he's still very much in love with Ursula, even though Ursula has moved on. Tommy has clearly expressed his feelings about being in love with his ex to Victoria, even though he feels he is now in love with Victoria, and Victoria feels the same way about him. How could such a thing of love come to this couple in such a short period of time? Could it be that a new love could cause you to forget your past love or lover over a period of time, especially as quick as this with Tommy and Victoria? And that's what I start my question out tonight with, Ms. Cross, with you. How in the world could somebody fall in love so quickly when he was with this woman, Ursula, for 4 years, and then he meets this woman, Victoria, 3 weeks later, and now he's in love with her, she's in love with him, just because the compatibility and the chemistry is stronger than what he had with that of Ursula? How could such a thing happen? Is he out of his mind?
No, you know, I don't like to judge, because I'm, you know, some people, sometimes you meet people and you just know that that person is for you. But it sounds like Tommy is a bit confused. You know, it's not like he's, because he met Ursula 4 years ago. They were together. You know, people grow. People grow. People change. So maybe, you know, he's evolving and Victoria is more on his level now than where Ursula was with him 4 years ago. But the whole thing is, it's not going to really be so fair to Victoria, because it sounds like Tommy's still struggling with his feelings that he has for Ursula. So he's not going to really be, he's not going to be able to give, you know, I won't say 100%, right? But he's not going to be able to really give Victoria everything that she kind of deserves in this new relationship, because he's still stuck in the old relationship. And sometimes you move into, you move on from relationships and you leave a little piece, you know, a little piece of yourself is still stuck with that person, but you need time. Time kind of heals all wounds. So to jump from one relationship right into the other, and then 3 weeks later you're all in love, it may just be a distraction. I'm not saying that it is, because it might be that, you know, they have that compatibility and she's a wonderful, she meets all of what he feels his needs are, but it's just I don't think he may be fully ready to commit to Victoria the way he should.
Okay, that's an interesting view. We're gonna ask you to stand by. Let's go to phone line. We're gonna go to Alabama. Let's go to 205-908. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. You're live.
This is Jack. This is Jack.
Jack, thank you for joining us this evening, Jack. What are your thoughts, Jack?
Well, I think the gentleman has did the best thing that probably could have happened to him. He still is in love with Ursula, but obviously she didn't fulfill his needs like she should have. She may have been holding out on him or whatever. And then now that they've divorced, he found someone that's compatible to him, Victoria. And not only that, they hit her off right away. Now, the grass is not always greener on the other side, but the thing of it is now, he has to really get to know her. He doesn't know her after 3 weeks because she hasn't shown her true color yet. It takes way more than three weeks. It's going to take a while for her to show who she is, because right now she's all caught up in love. And see, love doesn't pay bills. Love doesn't do certain things. Love is just there for that moment and all. And then after a while, you're going to find out who that person really is. So I'm saying that he doesn't know who Victoria is yet. But I agree with him. You said something about you having a show where should you have more than one lover. I'm prone to believe that now. I didn't believe that before, because you know, in the Bible talks about those patriarchs and those men that had all those wives and all. And you can almost see why, because half the time the wives don't act right, so they need more than one. They need more than one that's going to act like they're supposed to. Because one is never going to act right because she thinks she's all that in a bag of chips and she got you wrapped around her fingers and all, and that you're not seeing anybody else, you don't want anybody else. But no, you're going to need like two or three, like they said.
Yeah. Yeah, Jack, you know, I certainly agree with you. And I do believe, I didn't get my spiel on, you know, Ursula, you know, Tommy with Victoria. I think that it is possible that because the chemistry is there, the compatibility is there, it's more than what he had with Ursula. And so when he realized that, my goodness, it seems like a good fit. If he proceeds cautiously, because remember now, Victoria hasn't been involved with anybody for 3 years. And it's just that Tommy is fairly new out there. So when he runs across Victoria, I think that's something that could possibly happen that does not necessarily
It might be a reason why she hasn't been involved for 3 years. Might be a reason
right.
why she hasn't been involved with somebody for 3 years also.
Right. And you're so right about that, Jack. You're absolutely right about that. Jack, we're going to ask you to just stand by just for a second. We're going to go to the phone line once again. Let's go to South Florida, 786-319. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Hello. Hello. They're having their own little show tonight, I guess. We just tried 786-319. They're having their own talk show. Let me go back to you, Ms. Cross, and ask the question here. Jack brought out some very interesting points. There could be a reason why she hasn't been involved with someone for the past 3 years. You know, and oftentimes I'm thinking she could be very selective, too. You know, that could be one of the reasons she's selective. And now she finds that this guy, Tommy, comes along, and she finds that the compatibility, the chemistry is there almost instantly. What do you think, Ms. Cross?
Yeah, I think that's even more of a reason why you know, Tommy should be a lot more transparent with her, because for her not to be in a relationship for 3 years, obviously we don't really know the why, but I'm assuming that it may be that she's, at this point, she might be ready for a serious commitment for her to consider Tommy. And Tom, it just doesn't sound like they're on the same page right now. Still getting over a 4-year relationship where he was head over, it sounds like he was head over heels in love, and you know, he's still kind of stuck in that realm. And I do think that Victoria is going to, you know, is going to provide him with, it seems like she's going to provide him with some growth, some happiness. So, yeah, she might make him, you know, forget a bit about Ursula, but it sounds like it's going to be more one-sided because he's not over Ursula yet. And then I start looking at, you know, how fair is that to Victoria?
Right. And you know, now the thing that he did do, and we're going to go to phone lines again in just a second. We're going to go to South Florida, 305-769. We'll be right there with you. Just please stand by. But he is being transparent. He is letting them know, I still have these feelings for my ex. Now it's up to me, it's up to Victoria to decide whether she wants to continue to deal with that, even though she's finding that this man is falling in love with me, I'm falling in love with him. I mean, now at some point, she has to proceed with that yellow light of caution, or she needs to, you know, go through. But unfortunately, people sometimes think that they can make you forget your past love, you know, by smothering you or doing certain things. But I believe that there's always extenuating circumstances, and something like this, you run across that person that grabs you with that chemistry and that compatibility, something that he was not getting from Ursula. I do believe that something like that could work out. But please, Jack, we're going to ask you all to stand by and hold your thoughts. Let's go to South Florida once again, 305-769. You're on the Dr. Jess Walk Show Live. Who are we with this evening?
Hello, this is Ms. Augustine. How y'all doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm doing good. You know, I think there's a possibility that Victoria could be healing from a past relationship, but she's not healed and ready to open up for a relationship where he's not exactly healed yet, and he needs more time to heal. So all she can do is care about him and show him affection and allow him the time to get to know her. They don't know each other. So they mm-hmm. need time to spend time together, get to know each other, and see where it goes. Everybody in such a hurry in relationship today. You need time. Mm-hmm. And you have to develop trust.
But now, let me, Ms. Audrey, we're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. Let's bring Jack back in. Jack, Audrey here said something that was interesting. Everybody seems to be in such a hurry, you know, when it comes to relationships. Well, we almost live in a microcosmic world or something like that. Microwave world, yeah. Thank you for that. Where everybody seems to be in a hurry for everything. You know, we don't want McDonald's, we want Burger King, or we might go to Wendy's, but, you know, or Checkers or one of these places. But then what about that lost opportunity if, like in the case with this lost opportunity, you know, the prospect of a lost opportunity with Tommy and Victoria, that chemistry is there and he or she decides, let me let him purge. Now somebody else comes along. It could be Juanita comes along while Victoria's letting him purge or getting to know each other, right? And then she misses out on Tommy, the man of her dreams, or vice versa. Tommy says, "Well, I need to heal from Ursula, who didn't really care much about, who didn't show a desire being with him that was really into him, meeting his intrinsic needs, as you said earlier. And now he says, oh, I got to sit back and heal over Ursula, you know, for the next 2 years. When he misses out on Victoria, what about a case like that, Jack?
Well, as long as he tells Victoria that, you know, he's met Bernice or whoever, you know, he's told her, because right now he's told her up front that he still had feelings for Ursula, and so she seems like she is able to deal with that. So if he has a Bernice mm-hmm. or Susie or Mary or whatever, as long as he tells her, now if she can deal with it, she can deal with it. But like I said before, and I'm going to put emphasis on this, most women don't act right when they think they got the man wrapped around their fingers and all. So you got to have your two. You got to have two, and then when one don't act right, you go to the other one and all. Now, the ladies might not agree with that, but that's how it is, because if you read in the Bible, it says you'd rather be on the top of a housetop rather than deal with a brawling woman. It says that. It says that you'd rather be on the housetop of a roof rather than deal with a brawling woman.
Right. The Bible clearly does say that, and we know that there's wisdom there. So, I mean, it's interesting. Jack, so in this case, like this year, where these people have met up with each other and that compatibility and the chemistry is there, and they both actually find themselves falling in love because he's realizing that what he once was holding on to with Ursula, even the past, he might only be missing a physical thing of that presence of that person, Ursula.
Okay.
He might only be
okay.
missing that physicality of that, but he's not missing the emotional, the mental, you know, the desires where she had no affection for him, and now he's found a woman that has these affections for him. That's going to shock the daylights out of this man, shock him mm-hmm. almost like he's going through CPR, shock treatment. And it wakes him up. It stimulates him to realize, I've been missing out on this. No, I'm not ready. You know what? Forget about purging. What am I purging over? Something
there's
that
song,
I.
There's a song what? That says, a songwriter said that I'm going to make you love me. So if Victoria mm-hmm. feels that she's met the love of her life and she wants to mm-hmm. go all out, and maybe she can be that one woman's man. Maybe she can actually be that, but she got to go all out. She got to treat him like a king, and he treats her like a queen. And, you know, they can live happily ever after. They can live that's the end of the story. They can end happily ever after. But now, the minute they start slipping, because I mentioned to you earlier, they don't know each other that well yet because they've only been together for a few weeks, 3 weeks or so.
Right.
But now,
right.
time, you know, time, over time, you can tell whether that's the person. You said they're compatible. I'm sure they are compatible. But how compatible are they 6 months to a year down the line? Are they going to still be compatible?
Right.
Or she's lost interest? Or she gained a little weight? She gained a little weight. She gained weight, and then he said, well, you're too heavy now. Or he doesn't look like he used to when he was a lot younger. So
mm-hmm.
what happens then? what happens then? Are you going to still be in love with that person?
Well, that's the unknown. But you know what I'm thinking too, Jack? I'm beginning to think that if he met this woman pretty much ready, where she's taking care of herself and she's presenting to him, you know what? I'm healthy. I'm taking care of myself. I don't anticipate doing this down the road, you know, unless extenuating circumstances that come into play that are outside of her control, like getting sick or something like that. And he's doing the same thing, saying, you know what? You now want the best for each other. And that's what I could see with Victoria and Tommy, wanting the best for each other. And she's like, I never met a man like this. Miss Cross, let me just ask you, you run across, let's say your past love, you were hurt by, and now you meet a man like Tommy that the chemistry is there, but it happens so quickly, and the compatibility. Are you going to just tell him, why don't you go ahead and purge and then give yourself 3 months? Don't call me for 3 months. But you know you like him strongly, almost to the point of love.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Tommy doesn't even call you after 3 months. Because when you finally call him, he says, oh, by the way, I'm sorry. I met this other lady. We're now engaged. How is that going to make you feel?
What? After 3 months?
Well, I mean, he met his Victoria. He met his Victoria. While you were waiting on him to perch, you know, for men don't have to wait out there very long. I mean, it's good that they do. But there's always somebody waiting, and I'm not necessarily saying that the man is set himself up in the category to cheat, but because there are so many women available that want a good man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So how would that make you feel?
I like what Ms. Augustine said when she was saying that, you know, sometimes things take time, and Jack, what Jack was saying as well, because sometimes things take time. So, yeah, right now he was saying he has feelings for the ex, but if she knows this, she's willing to work with him, then, yeah, I feel like they can make it work. They can definitely make it work. Because if he's a good man and he's willing to, you know, to grow with her and she's willing to grow with him, it sounds like they're on the same page. It sounds like they're on the same page. You know,
right.
I think it's just, you know, the fact that, because it does happen. It happens a lot. People, you know, we've all been in past relationships, you move on, you know, it's going to be a piece of, you know, you're with the person in the past, it's something about them that you love because you were with them, so yeah, you're going to compare, but if Victoria's willing to work with him, I have this saying where I say a good woman can make a great man, because, you know, naturally we are nurturers and we're going to try to, a good woman, I'm going to say, is going to try to bring out the best in a man. So he might see the fact that she's such a nurturer and that she actually genuinely cares, and that might shift his thinking. With time, though, I don't think that happens overnight. I think it definitely does take some time to happen.
Right. That's interesting. Back, any other spill? Is Audrey any other spill on this?
I'll say that again now.
Do you have another take on it?
I have a take on it. What if it was reversed? And it was Victoria who just met Tommy. What if it was reversed? And she fell in love with him, but he just got out of a relationship. Anytime we in relationships in the world today, everybody in a hurry, they don't take time to get to know each other. And no matter which way we twist it, where it's the man who is or the woman, we have to take time, and you can't get around it. You have to take time to get to know each other. And 3 weeks to be in love, you can't be in love in 3 weeks. You don't know the person. You don't know.
But I genuinely think that you can fall in love, and maybe even fall in love.
People fall in lust, not in love.
Mm-hmm. But I do believe, personally, and I mean, it's just my opinion now, you all, and I mean, I believe that you can fall in love in 3 weeks, you know, in a short span of time. I really do, because is a second thought, you think?
I said, no, I guess it really is a Santa Claus.
But some people still do believe in that. the children.
Yeah.
But I do believe that it can happen, because if you go to deprivation in a relationship, and all of a sudden now you find someone that you really feel the chemistry is there, like Tommy and Victoria, then I'm thinking that now he feels that he's found someone that genuinely cares for him. I think it's our nature. You know, we're born with love as creatures of God, you know, born in his, created in his image. And I think that, you know, when we're nurtured and fertilized in terms of a relationship, I don't think it's very difficult for us to love someone,
no,
to really fall in love with someone. Because
no, you
if
can.
You've gone through depth, huh?
You can love, but you can't really love the person that you're going to know is going to last, because it's too fresh, it's too new. So it would take
we don't know anything. Okay, so like Jack said earlier, the songwriter says, I'm going to make you love me. I mean, treating that person a certain way. Okay, Jack.
Okay, I'm not a crystal ball or anything like that. You can't look into the future at all. But I somewhat agree with what the young lady is saying there, because now I'm not saying you're falling in lust, but now you're going to notice that person. Okay, this may be the right one, but 3 weeks I think is giving it too short of a period.
You know,
so you're going to study that person, you're
going
to be with that person, you're going to continue to go out with that person, and you're going to find out things about that person. Oh, these are the things that make me falling for her. Now, I like her a whole lot, but I'm not totally in love with her yet because I'm still thinking about my ex. So it's going to take a little while. I think it's going to take longer than 3 weeks at all. Last night on the show, Family Feud, they said, how soon do people get married after you get a divorce? And the group consensus was 2 years. It was 2 years after. I'm not saying you have to wait that long before you fall in love with someone, but 6 months. Someone said 6 months. He said no. The number one answer was 2 years.
Yeah.
So I think the 3 weeks is kind of stretching it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit too soon. You can be in love with that person, but I think you're totally in love with that person at that point.
Yes. It's like baking a cake. It takes time to bake a cake.
You're right.
I like that.
When you really love the person, the true love comes when you eat the cake after the cake is baked and the icing is on it. And that first slice of cake is that true love.
All right. We're going to actually stand by just a second. Let's go to South Florida again and see if they're available. 786-319. Welcome to the Dr. Iswark Show. Are you there? 786-319. All right. Maybe they're just listening in. Let's go then to 786-489. Let's go to that one, 489. Welcome to the Dr. Iswark Show. You're live. Who do we have with us? And welcome.
Thank you. Welcome, Stephen.
Stephen, thank you for joining us, Stephen. Stephen, what's your take on all of this?
For one thing, there's four different types of love. There's four different types of love. And it's even biblical speaking, the four different types of love. And people tend to want to love, and then they may not understand. First, you got to understand what love is with the four different types of love. You know, I've seen people emotionally, I'm talking about emotions because emotions were strong, can talk to someone, be with someone for a couple of weeks and feel they're emotionally driven and they feel that's love. And it's not a love that, you know, it's not a love that will, that you know them and know everything about them. It's a love of feelings, emotions, and you look like you're the right one, you're the right package, and everything just flying and bubbling. I don't know about you all. I guess a lot of people have had that real quick love, but it's not the agape love that we strive for, but it's an emotional feeling that's just like a fireworks on the 4th of July.
Yes.
Okay? And you just clicking and everything's good. But until you get to know that person, all hell can break loose after about 6 months or 9 months. You know, things break loose. Where is the love then? You know, where is the love? It probably went down the drain.
Yes.
You know, because you really got to know what they look like when they wake up on Monday morning. Okay,
good.
You know, you just smell some bad breath. okay? You know, then where does the love go? You know, the love went out the window because you love because. Why do I love you? I love you because. Anytime you got you love somebody because, you're going to have a problem. Because, you know, once that reason, if you love them because, oh, she got pretty hair, oh, she got pretty eyes, oh, she got a pretty face, oh, she got pretty legs. What happens if the legs get burned up, the face gets scarred up, the hair gets dry? What happens to the love then? The love goes out the window. So you just got to rethink, you know, what type of love is it? You know, is it a love of knowing and nurturing? And that love takes a little time. You know, it don't happen in 3 weeks. It takes a little time of nurturing. I mean, you can have that lustful liking, oh, it feels good love, but I don't want that type. I want a type that's nurturing and understanding and communication and just touching and kissing and stuff like that. I want the real love.
Where are these men calling from? These are wonderful men.
Thank you. South Florida.
I'm in Miami. Where are you?
Are we doing a connection here?
I never heard a man spoke that way before.
Making connections. How about that? Let me just reiterate. We got about 8 minutes before we bring the show to close. I got to go to some of the comments. Let's bring Jackie in for the first comment that studio tonight. Let me find the comment that came in earlier. All right, here we go. All right, this male writes in. He says, "Well, in reference to tonight's topic, could a new love cause you to forget your past love or lover? I once thought so until I jumped into another relationship within a couple of weeks, like Tommy did, after my breakup with my girlfriend of 4 years. It was a mistake because I moved too quickly." Jack, I mean, this goes inside. Was he falling in lust? He moved too quickly. I mean, I guess the compatibility and the chemistry wasn't there. Your thoughts on that?
I kind of agree with that. I think he was falling in lust. He just missed that relationship, that partnership that he had and all. And time heals every wound. So I think he was on the rebound, and the person that he jumped in the bed with or whatever, she knew that, and so he thought that he was in love with her, but it didn't work out for him. So I think he gave her the gift of goodbye after a while.
Wow, that's interesting. That is super interesting. All right, let's take another comment because we're going to try to get through at least five of these, if not more. Ms. Cross, let's take a shot at this one here for you. And this writer writes in and says, this female, she says, "Well, I think that it depends. Can a new love cause you to forget your past love or lover? Sometimes it can work out to your advantage if it turns out to be someone you have more chemistry with than your last love, like in the night story. What do you think?" She said it depends.
I think she's right. I just think that it does. Like, it can flourish into something that is going to be more permanent, but I just think it can't happen in such a short amount of time. Like, you have to have a foundation. You have to have a foundation. If you're growing a tree, you got to make sure everything is ready for this tree to grow and bear fruit. So if you jump into something so quickly and you have nothing to substantiate when the wind starts blowing too rough, then it's a waste of time. It can become a waste of time. So I think you definitely have to have a strong foundation. So if you're willing to be patient and put in the work, then Victoria can way supersede who Ursula ever was to him. But they just need to be patient and not, just fall into lust. They got to have a foundation.
Okay. Yeah, would you say, I mean, looking at Tommy and Victoria, I kind of like their story. I do. Would you say, I mean, right where you like it too, Ms. Cross?
I think it's good.
That
I see a positive vibe to them, but they
got to
be patient.
Yeah. Jack, how do you feel about that? He's run across this lady who he's more compatible with. He really, really likes this lady. He's fallen in love, and maybe it's not the right thing. Do you think that he should just step aside, take his time, and just completely abandon what he's found with this woman?
No.
I didn't say that part now.
I'm asking.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm saying that he should take it slowly. not to be so quick, because he's on the rebound right now. That's all
he's
doing. He's on the rebound, and she knows that. Now, he's already told her that he's still in love with his ex, and she's accepted that. So I'm going back to the song. I'm going to make you love me. So that's what she's trying to do. So I'm not faulting her. I'm faulting Tommy. I'm faulting him because he's the one who's rushing it all. Just sit back and chill a little bit and take a little time. Everything's going to work out for you, know? Now, unless you go back to Ursula, who knows? You might be going back to Ursula. But if not, and you move on with Victoria. Or you may find a Bernice or a Mary or Sally or whatever. But you make sure now you do right by Victoria, because she's the one who's trying her best to pursue you and trying to get you. So you do what you have to do, but you make sure you just let her know and be respectful to her.
Right. And I fully agree with that. The thing about it is, it's like, my goodness, I mean, when you meet someone that is so pleasant and it seems to be right, and you don't really have to force it, I mean, do you let that go?
Is she doing that because she knows that you're on the rebound, or she's doing that because that's who she really is? So those are questions that you have to ask yourself. I mean, Tommy has to ask himself, is this a person that she's doing this because of me, or she's doing this the way she really is? So those are questions and thoughts that would be in my mind and all. And I'm going to play the devil's advocate. Throw some things at her to try to get her off kilter a little bit and see how she responds to that. Get her upset and see how upset she can get. I mean, you got to find out how
I like
what
that.
Makes her tick. What makes her tick?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like
that. You got to do it.
What if she gets upset and cries and Ursula now? What if she gets upset and she cries? When Ursula
They're not going to last long. Them tears not going to last long.
Okay. But Ursula never had a tear in her body. What if Ursula never had a tear in her body?
Yeah.
But she was that woman that you were on the rooftop with, right?
Yeah, that's right. Because she felt like she was all that in a bag of chips, and she had what she wanted.
Right. All right. Stephen, let's step over to Stephen, this next comment. Oh, we got 2 minutes. Stephen, this female writes in, she says, I've seen my best friend do this, and it was like jumping from the frying pan into the fire because she jumped in a relationship too quickly with her past love, I mean with a new love. What do you think? She went from the frying pan to the fire. She got burnt. Stephen, what do you think?
Yeah, people do that. You have to wait a while. It might be a year for some people. It might be 2 years for some people. It depends on the type and the deepness of the love that you had and you cherish for that person. She needed something to be loved of. She needed something to want to do that. She needed somebody to hold, to touch, or whatever. When you jump in like that, anybody that gets into love deep need a year, 2 years, based on the person. Some people might take a year to get over. Some people may take about 2 years, but you need a while to settle down, get yourself together, do some reading, do a little traveling, something to get your mind back to normal so then you can have a wholesome relationship with another person. You don't be jumping in like that. Most people do that, they either really hurt themselves or destroy themselves because it makes you more vulnerable, and whoever's on the other end can just tear you up. You know, do what they want with you, because they can just put you around their finger and twirl it around and throw you away. That's what ended up happening.
Well, there you heard it. All right, we got time for two more here. Audrey, we're going to give you this one here. This male, he says, could a new love cause you to forget your past love or lover? I personally think anyone in their right mind will give themselves a great deal of time to sort out the confusion from their recent breakup before thinking about someone else so quickly. This seems to be what everybody's been saying tonight. Give yourself some time.
Yes. When you're in a relationship and any relationship ends, you need time to detox. And you need to heal yourself. If you have not healed yourself and learned to love yourself, you cannot love nobody else. So Victoria has taken time, 3 years, to heal herself. So now she's ready to go into the relationship. So she's healed. Now that she's with Tommy, she's ready. And so all she has to do is give him time. Let him have time. Let him be himself. Let her do himself with him. And teach him how to know her. Teach him how to love her. So you don't have to force him to love her. Just teach him how to love her, and then she'll learn how to love him.
All right.
And if he sees the love she's given him, then he can love her back. But he needs time to forget Ursula.
Okay. All right. All right, Jack, we're going to give you this one here, and then, Ms. Cross, we'll ask you to bring us home and close out the show. Jack, this female is the last one. We can take you on. We're out of time. She says, I think if you meet someone unexpectedly, she says unexpectedly, it could turn out to be what it's meant to be, even if it's a week after a breakup. If that is the case, would you want to miss out on something that could be the best thing that possibly ever happened to you? She says, I don't think so. And she said, I think Tommy and Victoria got it right. Jack, what do you think? This is,
well,
she's talking about
I don't agree with that 100%. Now, that might be the best thing since sliced bread, but I think that you still have to wait. You have to tread softly because you don't know what's going to happen down the line. I mean, all that glitter is not gold. And they may be acting that way now in the beginning, but what's going to happen 6 months down the line? What's going to happen a year down the line? When you've got into the relationship and you wake up with her, she wakes up with you, and she's not in the best mood and all of that. So you got to give it some time. You got to grow together, though. I'm not saying that she could turn out to be the best thing since sliced bread, but study that person. That's what marriage is all about. You're supposed to study that person, and a relationship is all about. You're supposed to study that person. That person is studying you and all. And none of us ever graduate from that. We never graduate from studying each other and all. So that's why we have to continue to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're completely out of time. Ms. Cross, just go ahead. Could a new lover cause you to forget your past lover? Just close us out with that. Give us your thought.
Well, I feel that the new love won't really let you forget your old love, but I don't think that you could close the door on what may be your blessing. You know, because sometimes God moves people out of your way for your blessings to come in. So you definitely have to, you know, be open enough to receive your blessing. So even though, you know, it may be that you're moving too fast, you know, your love is going to be tried and tested. But it's just all about what you can endure. So I think you definitely should be open and keep your heart open to what God is trying to provide to you.
We're clearly out of time. Listen, I want to thank all of you all for calling in tonight. Those of you all we weren't able to get to, we do appreciate you. Join us here live tomorrow night for your Half Hour Inspirational Program. Please join us here tomorrow night. Join us back here live next Thursday when the topic will be, could you be in love with more than one person at the same time? You all really don't want to miss that show. Can you be in love with more than one person at the same time? Until tomorrow, until next Friday, I say my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.